Okay, welcome to the Python Dev Room, where we will explain some stuff about Django and HTMX and how to discuss with LLM by Jochen.
Yeah.
I'm not sure because I'm... Okay, thanks. Let's go.
Okay, yeah, hi there. Welcome to my talk, Skip the Overhead, Lean Web Development with Django. About me, I'm Jochen Westerfer, a freelance software developer from Düsseldorf. I have some German-speaking Python podcasts, and yeah, I created this Django resume package I'll use as an example throughout this talk. So, okay. What to expect from this talk? At first, don't try to read all the quotes. I have some in there because I couldn't resist. But the slides of the talk are in the on the detail page of the talk, so you can read them later if it's too fast. At first, there's three parts. First part is what's up with modern web development? Do we really need an SPA for everything, a single page application, or are there other ways? Then the second part is about how to build interactive websites without all this bloat. And in the third part, I'll try to do a live demo. Yeah, we'll see how that works. Okay. Yeah, modern web development. There's a lot. There's a front end, a back end, web frameworks on front end side, on the back end side, and then there's some communication over REST APIs, which are not really RESTful, but more traditional client-server JSON APIs, tightly coupled. And then we have another different framework, probably for CSS stuff, and build pipelines on the front end for TypeScript to JavaScript, and in the back end, and yeah, it's complicated stuff. And if you read some book on design patterns or software architecture, probably there's a place for every pattern, probably multiple places where you can find even dependency injections or stuff like that, which is kind of nice, but also can get a little bit difficult. But yeah, we maybe we didn't choose to do that because it's easy. We wanted to go to the moon, build a website, which is difficult. And yeah, we do it on purpose. But maybe there are things we didn't expect. And for example, there's also the people aspect to this. For example, there are people who don't want to write JavaScript, and then there are people who don't want to write Python, and nobody wants to write HTML and CSS. And sooner or later, you get a front-end, back-end split between your developers, and then those parts have to communicate, which is kind of, yeah, they don't want to do it maybe or can't. In some projects, we use Tailwind for CSS stuff, and front-end needed to use the Python back-end web server also. And it was months into the project that we found out during a pair programming session that yeah, they did configure their virtual ends differently, and the Tailwind CSS process had to run over all the virtual end stuff and gigabytes of dependencies, and it took 40 seconds for changing some classes in HTML to show the feedback, visual feedback of changing the layout, which was kind of made them a bit angry. Yeah, but also pair programming, many institutions don't do it because they think it's expensive, and pair programming between front-end and back-end people, oh, that's almost unaffordable expensive, but yeah, so they have to live with some minor inefficiencies sometimes. Yeah, it's making our life even harder. Okay, so it's probably not easy. Why are we doing that? Why?